Welcome to the Soulful Podcast. I am your host, Megan Harmony, a champion at overcoming the tough stuff and enjoying life while rising above it. Soulful living means getting to a place of ease and comfort, no matter what's happening around you. It is waking up excited about what adventures you will go on. It's connecting to the power within you as your source of strength, grace, and security. It's being uncomfortable during growth spurts and leaning into the stretch. Each week, I will share with you about my journey and the experiences I have had. I'll offer you hope and inspiration that it is possible to live a full life, even when the you-know-what is hitting the fan. I believe that love is a language we can all understand, and I want to inspire you to trust and believe in yourself. Your soul is hungry for more. Lean in to get soul full. Hey you, I'm coming to you hot today because I just got home from an amazing weekend camping with a bunch of my friends in recovery. It was awesome. I had hoped to record this podcast under the stars on one of the evenings and just share with you guys some amazingness, but the weather did not agree with me and it rained both nights, which was wonderful because, let me tell you, on the drive up there, my daughter heard the radio say tornado warning, which is different than a tornado watch. Warning usually means they're expecting it to touch down somewhere. And the beautiful thing is I realized I was really trusting my higher power again, which I hadn't been in my life for so long, 2 years ago. But we'll get to that. Because I turned to her and I said, "It's okay, honey. God's got this." If you don't use the term God, please don't be offended by that. Just know that for me, that's what I call my higher power. So we're driving up there and I was like, "We're going to be okay." Now, just so you don't all think I'm crazy, I had a backup plan. My sister didn't live too far from where we were camping. So if worse came to worse, we would go there. But what I want to share with you guys today is a couple of things. I'm in a situation, no, that's not the right word. I don't want to call it a challenge, but a bunch of my friends and I have decided to start using the hashtag real AF. And we're just sharing the truth. And it's been pretty awesome. And so on this week's podcast, I want to do that with you guys. I want to get real with you guys and tell you that I am not a God-fearing woman. I am a God-loving woman. I absolutely adore my higher power. Where I want to get real with you guys is that a couple of years ago when my relationship ended, I got mad at God. Like, real mad, because I wasn't getting what I wanted. And I kind of turned my back on God, still doing the things I needed to do in my recovery to stay minimally connected. But I was just angry. And I've come to realize now that none of what went on was God's fault. I placed myself in a position to be hurt by doing things based on self-will. Why does that matter? Because in my early sobriety, I was so connected to my higher power, but I didn't really realize it, if that makes sense. And one of my key phrases was, "God's got this." And so why that matters is because I don't know, maybe I was about 4 years sober. I talked a lot about God. I loved sharing with people when I would have what I call a God incidence, or something just would happen and it'd be like, "I know that was you, God." And I wasn't ashamed to be in love with God and to have God as the highest person in my life. And at that time when I was 4 years sober, two different people who I cared a lot about at that time said things to me that made me shut up about God. One person, we were driving somewhere and we were running late and they were stressed about it. And I turned and, in my typical Megan way, said, "It's okay. We'll get there when God needs us to get there." And that person was frustrated with me because they didn't want to hear that in that moment and didn't want to be late for what we were headed to. And they said, "You know, you need to kind of lay off with the God stuff," or something to that effect. And I took that to heart a little bit. But I still continued with other people talking about God and being excited about God and all the amazing things that were happening in my life, because this higher power, I believe, works in our favor as long as we help other people. But anyways, and it was like maybe 2 months later, I was talking to someone else and said one of my things about God. And they were like, "Oh, geez, Megan, would you just lay off the God talk? Not everybody wants to hear that all the time." And I shushed myself, as Danielle DeRusso would say, "Stop shushing yourself." And I really shut down. And I kept how amazing my higher power was to myself, and have continued to do that for a very long time. Now, what's interesting about this is one of my very good friends is like practically an atheist and loves when I talk about God, just because of how passionate I am about it. And that's the one person I didn't shush myself with. And I'm not trying. The other thing is, I'm not sharing this to change anyone's beliefs. Like, I love my atheist friends. I love my agnostic friends. I love everyone that believes whatever they believe, because I'm not here to change anyone's belief system, but I love to share about mine. And I hope you do too, whatever you believe. Like, everyone is entitled to believe in what they believe and what brings them hope and joy and excitement. And I don't think we have to be quiet about that. On my social media, I have hidden some of my wording about God until recently because I was scared that people wouldn't want to purchase my products if I mentioned God. And that just disturbs me at this point, after spending a weekend in nature with friends I adore, feeling the God dope, as I call it. That's not right. This is who I am. I believe in God. Again, it doesn't have to be that for you. You can call it the universe, goddess, Buddha, Allah, the divine, creative intelligence, spirit of the universe, whatever you need to call it. Or you don't have to believe in anything at all. Doesn't mean we won't be able to connect. I just call mine God. And I believe it, higher power is personal to everyone. What I do know is that I had a higher power of alcohol and cocaine for a very long time that gave me the ability to do things that I wasn't capable to do on my own, like live. Not necessarily in a healthy way, but that's how I know there's a higher power. And I always had a belief in something as a kid. Like, I just knew there was this connectedness of all of us. Because that's the other thing for me. I believe our higher power dwells within us. I don't think of this deity in the sky with a gray beard. Like, that's just not my belief. And if that's yours, there's nothing wrong with that. It's perfect if it works for you. But for me, oh, it's just pure love and amazing and glorious and within me. Like, backed by that power, life, bring this stuff on. Let's go. I don't have anything to be afraid of. It's going to be okay. and it's going to work out exactly as it's supposed to work out for the best for all parties involved. That's epic. Absolutely epic. Why I'm sharing this with you guys today is because I am tired. I'm tired of keeping things to myself or being afraid that it's going to offend someone. And if it offends you, I am sorry. I'm not here to offend anyone, to change anyone's opinions. I just know that for me, this lights up my soul. Prayer and meditation, oh my God, I've had some amazing experiences. And I don't want to sit here and have you believe that it's all perfect all the time. There are definitely days I don't meditate. I'm always praying because for me too, like the word prayer throws some people off. It's just a conversation with my bestie God. And it's kind of fun. And I'm not spiritual guru either. I tell him off sometimes too. And I don't think I'm going to hell for that. But that's just my opinion. I think it matters that we all have our own beliefs and our own things, and we share them without the need for anyone else to agree with us, because they don't have to. No one has to agree with you for your belief to be right, wrong, or indifferent. You just have to agree with you. And beliefs change sometimes. My understanding of my higher power, or sometimes my non-understanding of my higher power, changes. And that's wonderful because it means I'm growing and I'm learning. And here's the thing. I am the type of person that has so much trust in my higher power at this moment that the faith is believing that my higher power will make it across Niagara Falls on a tightrope with a wheelbarrow. The trust is jumping in the wheelbarrow, which I would do. My trust is so deep in this moment that I would jump out of the wheelbarrow, completely trusting that my higher power would catch me, provide a lifeboat, something along those lines. Is it always there? It's not. But in this moment, it is. I know that there is a divine plan for my life, your life, everybody's life, and that all we have to do is have faith and trust. Faith is a fun adventure in trusting higher power. And if you don't believe that, totally okay. Reach out to me anyways. I'd love to get to know you. The other thing I wanted to share with you guys in my getting real this week is let's start. Well, there's a couple things. Let's start having the deep conversations. I had some heartfelt conversations this weekend, and oh my goodness, it was wonderful. Let's get vulnerable and trust each other enough that we're not afraid to say the things that are inside of us that are just dying to come out. Let's share the struggles to seek solutions. Let's just be. Take a deep breath on that one. Just be. Another thing about me that I wanted to share with you guys with getting real is that all throughout my life, I have had what I call healing hands. When I was a kid on the play yard, people would come up to me when they scraped their knee and want me to put my hand on it. I didn't really understand it as a kid. I was just like, okay. When I was 12 years old, my mother got severely injured at work. And she would often ask me to put my hands on her back and her hip that were sore. And at that time, I was a little older, so I would envision fire coming out of my hands, and she could feel it. Today, I'm trained in Arcturian Reiki, and I do sessions for people. I'm also trained in light healing. And people are seeing differences because I'm stepping into what I believe to be a gift that God gave me. Another reason I'm starting to really believe in this is I am doing some math in my head for you guys right now. 31 years diabetic, juvenile diabetic on insulin with no complications. That's like unheard of. I had to see a specialist, eye specialist this year because I had a floater in my eye. And he examined my eyes and he was like shocked. Most diabetics start to have symptoms of diabetic retinopathy, which is blindness and spots in the eyes. Anywhere, I think he said around 15 years max. Like he had never seen diabetic eyes that looked like mine that never had an issue. I've never had kidney problems. Well, I shouldn't say never, but nothing diabetic wise. I don't really get into, there's all kinds of complications can come along with diabetes, and I haven't had any of them. I also have only gone diabetic ketoacidosis once in those 31 years, which is also a miracle. I give that credit to my higher power for taking care of me, but at the same sense, I believe my higher power gave me the ability to be a healer to keep myself healed. And I have not been a perfect diabetic. I have to be honest with you guys, specifically throughout my teenage years and then obviously throughout my addictions. I did not take the greatest care of my diabetes. I mean, when sugary vodka coolers are your favorite drink, you're not taking good care of your diabetes. And yet, somehow, I have been protected from any complications related to my diabetes. I don't say that because, like, it's a pride thing, but I share it because it hit me recently. My higher power gave me the ability to be a healer so that I can help others. But also so that I can help myself. And I believe that healing energy has been flowing through me throughout my life and keeping me at a steady state. Maybe I'm wrong in that. I don't know. That's my belief. And again, as I said at the beginning, beliefs are beliefs. And as long as you agree with them, they will work for you. But I wanted to share that with you guys because I think I don't share enough about this healing ability. And lately, I've been having people kind of contact me for my services, and wonderful things are happening in people's lives. And I'm so excited that I get to do this and be of service and help people change their lives. So I've probably taken up quite a bit of time today because I really wanted to just get real with you guys, tell you that I love God, tell you that I love you. And tell you that whatever you believe, share it with the world without fear. No more. I'm tired. I'm tired of being afraid. I'm tired of quieting and hushing because, oh, I might offend someone. Ain't nobody got time for that. They just don't. The world needs your light, yours, not someone else's, not what you think they need, or just you. As your true self, with your beliefs, doing the things you need to do to make the world a better place. So, I'm here for you if you want to talk. I would love to hear from you. Other than that, I hope you guys go out and have an epic day today. Get some sun on your face, or talk to a friend, or do whatever lights up your soul with joy. And if you don't know what that is, a trick I learned probably about a year ago was to close your eyes and imagine yourself somewhere between the age of 1 to 8, maybe up to 10 if you can't think of anything. And just think about the things you were doing at that time that made you happy. For some people, it's swimming and playing in water. For some people, it's walking on a beach. For some people, it's singing, dancing. There's so many things. Writing. Find the thing that you like to do as a kid and find a way to get more of that in your life because it will bring you joy. And people that are full of joy light up the world. I wish you all a wonderful day. I adore you. Your higher power adores you, even if you don't know what that looks like right now. And it's going to be an amazing life if you want it to be. Take care, guys. God bless. Until we meet again, lean in to get soulful. Thank you for meeting me soul to soul today on the Soulful Podcast. If this episode connected with you and you feel called to, please share it with your friends and family so they can feel the love as well. Also, don't forget to hit subscribe on your podcast player so you get notified when new episodes drop. Please leave a rating and comment so I know what's touching your soul the most and can bring you more of what you long for. If you have suggestions for topics or would like me to speak at your event, please connect with me at soulfullsobriety@gmail.com. Thank you for your love and support in helping me connect with more souls to remind them they are divine, capable, and loved. You're the best. Go out looking at the world through the lens of love.